Hello, Audio Boo, all one word. It's 10:30 in the morning on Thursday, the 30th of October, 2014. It's an overcast morning, threatening drizzle all the time, misty in areas, and it's warm. The temperature gauge on the car here says that it's 16 degrees. But you can clearly and very easily wear a t-shirt. It's very warm indeed. Humid warm. So, my wife has just taken our children and one of the Charmander and kids to a local community centre to do Halloween stuff, you know. Today, actually, it's pumpkin carving. Yesterday, it was something different. For small kids, you know, up to the age of probably eight or nine. I have to post something. I should have posted it like over a week ago. I've just realised I got mucky trousers as well, which isn't good. So I'm going to the post office and give me a chance to hashtag rambly boo to you. excuse me, I'm still full of cold. I know I'm wearing a t-shirt, which is naughty, but I'm still full of cold that I got from the Lake District. And last night, although my wife says otherwise, but when we went to bed, it was absolutely freezing in our bedroom, and it gave me a bit of a chill. Actually, I started wheezing. Oh God, these roads are awful. So I'm feeling a bit croaky and a bit wheezy today, and I know I'm not feeling well because I just can't get out of bed. Usually, although I do like that lie in till like 8 o'clock on my days off. Seeing my mate with his new car. Well, new car. Got rid of his Zafira for a Saab 9.3 convertible. And the bad thing about that is the Zafira was his wife's car that she used for her business as a childminder. the other thing about that is that he didn't tell her he was going to sell it. So they've got a Discovery 3, which they use for childminding, which is his car. He wanted that car. And he didn't want to, when he bought it, he didn't want to use it for childminding. And now the car's wrecked, just like ours, other people's kids smashing it up. But there you go. Get rid of your 7-seat Zafira that your wife uses for her business for a Saab 9.3, which effectively, there's no real room in the back. You couldn't put a tall child in there. Okay, enough whinging. So, I went to the post office to post this letter, and it gives me a chance to get away from... I do not like going to these groups that my wife goes to for the children. I hate so much going to them. Because the other wives and mothers are just... Oh, they're just... Look, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, that they're just utter dross. I'm speaking from an even keel here, but they're just, they shouldn't have children, first of all. They're more bothered about everything else in the world rather than dealing with their kids. and they just talk utter rubbish. And I'm not saying I'm above them or cleverer or whatever, because I'm not. I'm just, you know, it's just so difficult to deal with. I can't get any kind of decent conversation out of them. Oh, come on, Carl, what's the matter with you? Engine's cold. So I'm making my escape to go to the post office. Now they shut the post office down, which is about 500 metres walk from my front door. And now I've got to travel 3 miles into the next town along. Not that I'm whinging specifically about having to travel 3 miles, but you know, when you just got to go and post a letter. And now you have to go and have your letters weighed, don't you? So I'm expecting to pay £3,000 to have this letter delivered. Now, the funny thing is the letter is going to a place not far from my house. So why don't I just put it through the front door? Well, I want to send it recorded. It's a letter that I'm writing on behalf of the governing body of the school. And so it's going to go recorded or registered, whichever, signed for, you know. And that'll give me proof to say that they've had the letter. And they can't deny the content of it. So that's that subject. Okay, so we're going away. There's a bloody fly in this car. We're going away in our motorhome tomorrow. We're going to go to Devon. One of the good things about living where we do is that we're quite close to Devon. It's 100 miles, or maybe just a little bit less, to Exeter. But we are, I don't know where we're going. I've got two places in the on the radar, so to speak. Sarah desperately wants to go to Cornwall. Cornwall's just too far to drive to go for a weekend, especially when we're leaving at 4 o'clock on a Friday. And so we have the A303 to deal with. Now, this is the last weekend of the school break, so we should be okay. But we'll just have to play it by ear. So my wife's working up until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and I'm just going to go here. Park in this car park. It saves the hassle of trying to find a parking space on a one-way street. Oh, apparently you can drive wherever you want. Whatever you do, don't follow the one-way circuit. Yellow bays are free for an hour. So let's find a yellow bay. And we can't find a yellow bay. Oh, we can't find a yellow bay. Never mind. Oh, hang on. Is that a cheeky little yellow bay? No, it's not. Bugger. Now, see, the problem is I haven't got any change. Yeah, so that's basically what's going on at the minute. He's going to nab me yellow bay. Yes, she is she? No, she's driven past me, yellow bay. Free for an hour. Oh, parking suspension. Oh dear, what's that mean? Parking sensors. Parking sensors are awesome. Parking sensors are for winners. I don't look backwards now. I'm reverse. I just use the parking sensors. So, looking forward to going away. What I'm not looking forward to, though, is this weather. It's really horrible weather. In as much as, you know, kind of foggy. Sometimes a little bit drizzly, you know. So that's that. I'm just waffling here because I feel as though I need to talk to somebody. Okay, I'm going to go post this letter. 10 minutes of waffle. See ya.